All right. This is episode 81. Last time we were at Black Rock Coffee, we thought we saw Gracie. We didn't.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
we
that.
We talked about Ugly Dogs and Blue Bonnets. Talked about Galaxy Cafe. We talked about conventions. Talked about the troll and tech changes in general. But that was the last time. This is 81, the last episode in our little eight episode run. So,
we can see Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace on Friday, May 3rd at the Regal Metropolitan at 11:45 a.m. There's reserved seating. You want to see? You want me to get a couple tickets?
Yeah.
How many? One for each of us? Is that three?
That's three.
Okay, I'm looking here on a ticket sale website. Let's see. I hope it's not totally sold out. Oh, there is one person has bought a ticket. It's a man. I don't know. We might have to sit up front, first row.
It was. I feel like demand was higher last time.
It might have been. You can only select up to 20 seats, so I'm going to get 20 and you get 20. Maybe. And we'll be okay.
Then we should have room for all of our friends that we no longer have.
Yeah, G7 and I. Oh, it's only $12 a person. It's less than I expected.
What a steal.
Maybe because it's the middle of the day. It's like noon on a Friday.
Yeah.
So.
Good morning, Gus.
Hey. I mentioned a few weeks ago that The Phantom Menace is coming back to theaters for its 25th anniversary. And 25 years ago, you and I camped outside behind a theater. For a couple days, I think like two days. To get tickets when they went on sale, because back then you couldn't buy movie tickets online. And we camped out. And the reason I was looking at the Regal Metropolitan on my phone to buy tickets was we camped out behind the Regal Metropolitan for those 2 days in order to buy tickets. And today we are sitting out in front of the Regal Metropolitan. I wanted to do this episode back there where we camped behind the theater. But there's like a couple of sketchy looking cars back there.
Yeah, there's some other people camping back there still.
I think they've
been camping there since we did.
Yeah,
it seems more permanent.
I don't think they're waiting for tickets because you can buy those on the internet now.
Yeah.
So we decided to come to the front of the theater and we're sitting out in front of the theater
a little stabby
in the morning before they open. I think the first showing today is at noon, so the employees might be showing up soon.
When we saw, I think we've told that story, like Bernie would come bring us food,
yeah.
And we brought our PlayStation and TV and Frank.
Yeah.
And we camped out, and we had them run electricity for us from the theater, and they were so kind to do it, and we got all the free movies and all that. But when we went and saw, like, do you remember the moment we bought the tickets?
Yeah.
Do you remember we carried our cooler with us through the line, and then we opened up and we
had
cracked
beers
in front of the dude while he sold us the tickets?
Yeah.
And
he was right over there.
He was like, whatever, weirdos. At what point in The Phantom Menace did you realize we had wasted our time?
I was really sleepy. I remember
that
because we hadn't gotten
very good
sleep.
I fell asleep in the pod racing scene.
Yeah, I think it might have been during the talk of the trade embargo in the opening crawl. This is a choice.
I think I was with it until they swam underwater to the Gungan house or the Gungan headquarters, and I was just like, why does it look like that?
Yeah. The opening, like when they're like attacked on the Trade Federation ship and they got to like melt the door. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then they get down to Naboo and they're swimming underwater. There's always a bigger fish.
Yeah, there's always a bigger fish. And then, then the pod racing scene was when I was like, okay, this is a lot. This was a mistake. This is not what I thought it was. It's not gonna recover. I just take a little nap. And then I slept for a little bit.
Yeah. But we can experience it all again next month at the same theater if we want to for only $12.
Maybe with 25 years more experience under our belts, we'll be able to appreciate it on a different level now.
Maybe. Yeah. I want to say back then when we camped out and bought those tickets, I want to say they were $8.
Yeah.
That's a number that stands out in my head. That's why I was shocked that it's only 12 now, because I felt like it probably should have gone up more. I'm also used to going to the Draft House, and I think tickets are more expensive there.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Plus, once you buy food and everything.
There was a time when I thought this was the nicest movie theater in Austin.
Yeah.
Right when they opened up.
So this theater, I want to say, opened in either 97 or 98.
It opened after I moved here.
Okay.
We were excited for it to open.
And it was probably brand new. It might have just opened when we saw The Phantom. Mm-hmm. It probably opened early 99. This was, you know, when we told the stories about going or waiting for tickets to see free movies and do all of that shit, like in the Chronicle. This was the theater we came to probably 80% of the time for those screenings.
Yeah, I think we talked about how we saw Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
That was here. This is where we saw the South Park movie. This is where we saw Blair Witch Project.
I think
here.
We saw Bruce Almighty here, too.
Saw Bruce Almighty here. All those were free tickets.
Oh, no. We saw Blair Witch Project at Dobie.
Yeah, you're right about that. That was way creepier there.
Yeah.
So I think I saw it again here.
Yeah, this theater has been here 25 years, more or less. And, man, I can't remember the last movie I saw here. It might have been Bruce Almighty.
I came back to see a movie here once when Millie was a kid because it just was playing here. It would have been like Bolt or something like that, maybe. So it would have been that long ago, maybe 13 years ago.
Okay. It was weird to me because they opened up this theater and right across 35, like this theater's right off 35 on the west side, just east of 35 on the other side, there was a giant Tinseltown.
Yeah.
Theater that opened, I think that Tinseltown opened maybe a year before this one, so it was like two brand new.
Yeah, they're like competing
giant
theaters.
Movie theaters. Yeah, and that Tinseltown's gone. I think that building's been bulldozed. Like that's just not here anymore. But the Metropolitan is still here.
I thought it was so fancy because at the top they have three concrete dudes,
like statues,
holding a giant ball up on their like the back of their necks, and I thought like, wow, that's very. Very imposing.
Well, it's because it's an unnecessary aesthetic addition, right?
Yes.
Like they went out of their way to pay for that and to add that.
Yeah.
When it adds nothing to the movie theater going experience. So you're like, oh, this must be the fancy place because they're willing to put money into that.
Didn't build it in the fancy part of town, though.
No. Well, when they built it here,
didn't stay fancy long.
There really wasn't anything here. Like, this little Texas Lane had just... Like, they just built the road over here to the side when that opened. In fact, it didn't go all the way back to Congress. It stopped right back behind the theater here.
Yeah.
And I think all of these restaurants and you see in, like, the shopping center out here, none of this was here. That hotel over there wasn't here.
Used to be a Trudy South over here somewhere. My cousin worked
there. Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, it was over there, like, where... In that area, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Right up there. Wild part of town. When was the last time you hung out down here?
Probably when I saw Bruce Almighty.
We were driving around. Can we talk about coffee? Getting
okay,
coffee
so
this morning?
We were... Initially, Eric had suggested a different coffee shop up closer, like Central Austin. I said, hey, you know, this is our... maybe our last Anima? Last canonical one. So I was like, we should go down to the Metropolitan, you know, where we camped out for movie theater tickets 25 years ago. So Eric found a coffee shop near here called, I think it was called Ovenbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off of South Congress. Like, yeah, we'll go there. Ovenbird's closed on Monday.
There's a common thing in Austin where restaurants are closed on Mondays or Tuesdays. I get it. It's cool. The Tuesday one always weirds me out.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if it's open on Monday and it's open on Wednesday, in your head, you expect it to be open on Tuesday.
Right.
It's weird that it's not. If it's not open on Monday, I can roll with that. I don't understand why a fucking coffee shop isn't open on the biggest day. That's like the Super Bowl of coffee, Monday morning.
It happens 52 times a year.
It's when everybody is like least excited to go to work. They're the most exhausted and hungover from the weekend. It's when coffee is most important to you. Is I would say like 8 a.m. on a Monday when you're struggling. You're looking at the week ahead of you and you're like, God help me just get through it.
Uh-huh.
Give me some coffee or something just so I can survive till 5:01 p.m. on Friday so I have a 2.5 days where I don't have to think about the following Monday and doing this all over again. That's when you need coffee the most.
At your weakest.
At your lowest point. I don't understand why you would deny your customers the thing they need the most when they need it.
So we did a search for the next closest coffee shop, and it was like 2 miles down William Cannon. It was by William Cannon and Menchaca. It was a place called Cannon Coffee. And I thought... We'll drive in that direction, and I'm sure we'll see another coffee shop along the way, and we'll just duck in there. You know, we'll be flexible. There was a McDonald's, and they have coffee, but there was not another coffee shop on the way there. So we ended up going to Cannon Coffee all the way out there at, like, William Cannon and Menchaca.
A lot of memories for me, though.
You'd lived here.
Yeah.
Off of William Cannon a long time ago.
So my first apartment was on William Cannon. It was called Cooper's Hill. It's not anymore. I don't know what it's called now, but it's right there at, like, First and William Cannon, I think.
Okay, yeah. I think we drove by it, right?
Yeah. And I pointed out, we drove by it. And I had a flood of memories. And I feel like we've talked about this area before. And I feel like I've talked about how I moved to Austin before.
Yeah.
Where I just showed up, went to the apartment complex and said, can I move in today? And they were like, do you have first last month's rent? And I was like, yeah. And they were like,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's your keys.
What the average lead time is for a move in. But anyway, sorry.
I don't know, man. It's like, I can't imagine doing that now. I was 23 years old and I packed up everything I owned on December 15th of 1998 into one U-Haul truck, pulled my pickup truck behind it, and just drove from New Jersey to Austin and just figured, this is before cell phones.
Yeah.
I used an Atlas to figure. And I just thought, like, I'll figure it out when I get there. And we instantly figured it out. And it wasn't hard. I was living in my new apartment the day I got to Austin.
I'm just curious. Like, do you remember what your thought process was to end up there? Because I feel like coming from Jersey, you would be coming from, like, the Northeast or maybe even I-10 or something. You came up from the South.
Well, you know, I had spent like 3 years at Fort Hood, so I had a little bit of knowledge of Austin. I had remembered the William Cannon area a little bit because we used to go stay at the Air Force Base.
Which would have been like east of here, east in the southeast part of town.
Yeah, and so I kind of remembered that eating at restaurants and stuff over here. And I remembered it being okay. And so I think I had a computer, and so I think I looked on the internet and I found like three places that said they had availability, and I printed them out. And I think, honestly, this was the first one I found.
Okay.
And if they had said no, I would have just gone to the second printout.
You would have asked them, where's this place?
yeah. And I think they just like immediately said yes. And I don't even remember where the other places were.
Great improv collaborators. they really yes-anded your move.
They really. Thank God, man. I don't know. Yeah. If they had said no, I would have just had to turn around and drive back to New Jersey.
Yeah. Can I move in now? Yes, and here are the keys. Yeah, here you go.
Yes, and.
So you lived right around here. We drove by it, like I said, a little while ago. And so driving down here brought back memories then.
Well, I was remembering that old styrofoam cup that used to
there it is.
Follow me around. Yeah, it's still there. There it is. I never thought I'd see you again, old foe.
It'll be here for another 50,000 years. Don't worry.
I remembered, the first thing I remembered was we drove by my old insurance agency, car insurance agency, and it was like next to, it was in a little shopping center, gas station shopping center right next to my apartment, so I could walk to it to get my insurance, right? And one day I was paying a bill. Back in the old days, Gus, we'd have to drive there and give them a check.
Don't
right?
say that, man. You sound so old right
I
now.
I know. I was paying the bill there one day, and as I was pulling out, I apparently tapped the car next to me with my car.
Allegedly.
Like, I didn't know. I didn't feel it. I didn't hear it. I thought I had plenty of room. I still wasn't out of the parking space when a guy was in front of me screaming at me like this.
And so
I
stopped.
Yeah. And I get out of my pickup truck and I go, well, what's up? Can I help you? And he goes, you just hit my car. And I go, oh my God, I did. When? Who? Me? I think you have the wrong person. He's like, I saw it. You just hit my car. I was at my desk and I watched and you just hit my car backing out. And I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Where? Let's look. And I'm looking at the side of his car to try to find the damage where my car rubbed his. And I'm like, are you sure we hit? And he goes, my car went, oh, blah, 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 blah. It moved the second you hit it. I saw my car shake. And I'm like, okay. He's like, give me your insurance. I'm like, I'm 23. Uh-huh. He's probably 40s or 50s. Scary old guy, you know? Everybody in authority is scary when you're 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And I run on my glove compartment, and I give him my insurance, and he looks at it, and he goes, I don't think we have a problem here, Mr. Fink. You have a good day. There's no damage. And I go, what the fuck? And I realized he was my insurance agent. I gave the check to the secretary. He was going to fucking rip me a new asshole, and then he saw that he was the agent, and he was like, ah, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're good. Just walk away.
I bet it sounds like a scam to me. It sounds like a scam.
I fucking changed insurance agencies after that. That was State Farm. Wow. It was a local State Farm dealer, and I changed after that. I was like, okay. And then
this guy's running a scam.
Yeah, it was fucking.
Some kind of scam.
I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
That's crazy.
Then I remembered another story.
Rafael, I'm sorry to interrupt for a second, but while you were telling your story when you were starting it, kind of a creepy silver Dodge Ram pulled up into four handicapped parking spaces here next to us and just kind of sat there and then left.
Yeah.
They're behind you now, Eric.
Cool.
They're over there, like just parked.
Yep.
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm sure they're up to no good.
They're chilling.
So if we need to hide, if you start shooting, I hide behind that pillar right there. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you'll love this next story. One night I was chilling in my apartment, at an upstairs apartment, back of the place, and I heard a bunch of glass break, and I was like, what the fuck, and screaming. And so I got out of bed, and I ran, put my clothes on, and ran downstairs, and there was a couple that lived below me. They had a young married couple. They had a baby. The baby was like 18 months old.
Okay.
And the guy was kind of a redneck dude. I think he was a mechanic or something. Nice guy. I don't remember his name, but he was always out front just getting drunk with like the other people in the apartment complex. And there I was like, well, we have some beers with us, you know? And I was always like, I'm okay. I'm going to go play Crash Bandicoot. I was on my PlayStation 2 back then, so.
PlayStation 1.
Or PlayStation 1, you're right. That's all I cared about. And so I heard all this commotion, and I ran downstairs to see what it was. And he and the dude who lived like a couple houses over had gotten into some kind of a fight. And the guy pushed him so hard, and he was drunk, he fell into his picture window, like for his apartment complex, through it. So that it was shattered. The whole window was shattered out. He was covered in cuts. There was blood everywhere.
Was it your neighbor who was covered in cuts,
yeah,
or the other guy?
Yeah. Okay. And when I got down the stairs and I'm surveying all this, he's coming out of the, he's like crawling out of the window. And he's got a giant shard of glass in his hand, and he's trying to swing it at the dude.
Oh, my God.
To kill him. And you think about, like, how dumb you are when you're young, right?
Pretty
dumb. I
got
between those two guys.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, whoa, stop, hold on. And the guy's like, I don't know what's going on, man. He's crazy. He started swinging shit. And I just pushed him off of me, and the next thing I know is fucking blood everywhere. And he's like, that motherfucker, I'm going to kill. And I'm just like, holy shit. And I'm like, dude, you got a kid, like, 8 feet away. You've got a baby. Stop this. You've got glass all over your house. And I had to, like... I had to get him to drop the jagged thing of glass, and he had fucking cut all over his hand.
I'm surprised I didn't slice his hand up.
The cops didn't come, but they called an ambulance, and it was a whole fucking thing. Yeah, and I went upstairs and went back to bed, and then we bought a house not too long after that and got out of there.
What do you think of that guy? That guy's still out there somewhere right now. What do you think he's doing? Still
probably
walking
same
around,
shit,
walking
man.
The streets with a shard of glass in his hand?
His kid's in college now.
Yeah. That.
So he didn't have to worry about that.
Truck's repositioning itself over by the hotel now.
That's funny.
I definitely am.
One other story I remember, and this is the last one I'll tell you from this area. I talked about that U-Haul we rented.
Yeah.
So we rented that U-Haul. And I was like so excited and nervous. We move everything in, and then I'm like, let's go turn this U-Haul in and get our, you know, money back or whatever. And so we found the closest U-Haul. It was up on Congress, I believe. And we drove in, and the inside of the U-Haul was covered in plants. Like this, there were like 1,000 billion plants everywhere.
Okay.
And there was just one dude in there with like long hair, kind of a hippie dude, maybe like 35. And he was so fucking nice. And he was just sitting there.
Like aggressively nice.
Yeah, he was just like just chilling out. And we got to talking to him, and he's like, so what brings y'all to Austin? And I was telling him that I, you know, used to be stationed at Fort Hood and the whole thing. And we just like, well, it's just like the way Austin. And yep. I don't mean this in a bad way, but the way Austin, like, I'm not lamenting it, but the way Austin used to be where you would strike up conversations with strangers.
It was a lot more like, almost like a small town feel.
It really was. And everybody was just genuinely nice and interesting. And we got, you know, it's one of those things where it probably like, felt like a half hour, it's probably 7 minutes of just sitting there and talking to him.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, talking about his air plants and then all these other plants that he had. And he was like, you guys want some clippings? And we're like, really? And he's like, yeah, I'll give you some of these clippings. You guys can grow them out of a jar.
Wow.
In your-
all right.
Apartment complex. And we're like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And so he stood up from his desk, and he was wearing shorts, and he had swastika tattoos on his knees.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I went, I think we'll probably just go. And he's like, you don't want the clippings? And I was like, no, I think we're okay.
You don't want,
just like, oh, I'm just gonna
you don't want
go
Nazi
now.
Plants?
Yeah, and I just never, and I just left them, never went back to that area. Well, and I just remember thinking, like, how confused I was by how that conversation and then those tattoos.
That story
so
took
weird.
A turn I wasn't expecting.
For me too. And I remember thinking, like, what is it? Because I had such a good vibe of Austin in that moment. I'm like, this is what my life's going to be like?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, is this what my life's going
to
be like?
I'm willing to, I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think that guy would have offered me plants. Just a wild guess here. I'm going to say.
He can get plants. You can get out.
Yeah. Oh, you've played this game before, I see. Oh, man. That's wild.
It's so... Yeah.
Do you miss living down here at all?
No. No. No, no. No offense to people living in South Austin, but I could be in any... This is suburban sprawl. I could be anywhere in America right now. We talked about this when we were over on the west side the other day. It's it looks like anything, anywhere. It's pretty-ish, you know? There's trees and
where
a lot of restaurants to eat at.
Where we are right now, it's amazing to me how loud I-35 is.
It's so loud.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to get picked up by the mics at all, but it is like a nonstop hum and roar as cars go by. And on the bright side, hey, they're expanding it. They're going to make it even bigger, so...
Is that truck
different cars,
over there,
I guess.
With the doors open?
Yeah, that's the truck.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing now. He's probably shooting up over here before he calls it a day.
Or he desperately wanted to record his podcast over here, and then we fucking snaked the spot.
He's like, shit, I got to go to the Staybridge.
Got to go to the backup
hotel. We've been there. We've all been there with our podcasts. So today, April 1st, happy anniversary, Jeff.
Happy anniversary, Gus. 21 years.
21 years of Rooster Teeth. And no other news to report.
You and I had an idea 21 years ago, and then we drug a couple of less talented people along with us. And look at where we all are.
Top of the world.
Same parking lot, same movie theater.
that's what I thought it was.
Same part of town.
That's why I thought it was good. Good for this episode. Good location for this episode. To come back to someplace 25 years later. Someplace that has not changed. It's a little dirtier.
Yeah, it could use a power wash.
The sun has hit it a bit.
Much the same.
There's a. Yeah, I mean, this is exactly how I picture mine. This is exactly the same thing.
The Regal sign is different. That's the only change.
Yeah. It's still here. The Metropolitan. It was the Metropolitan 14. Was that it? Did it have 14 screens? I want to say that. That's what I remember.
I'll trust you.
All I know about the screens is you could sneak in through some of these doors and go see movies for free in the back and plug in a PlayStation. We got a tour as we pulled in, and it was just Gus pulling over going, this is where the this tent was, and this is the door that got propped open, and this is where we plugged in the PlayStation.
It was so funny.
I snuck in there and watched Go.
What a waste of fucking 2 hours.
Good movie.
Gus loved that movie, man.
It was a good movie. I liked
it.
No, it's good. Go see it. Hey,
was that was Doug Liman's follow-up, right?
Yeah, it was Doug Liman's follow-up to Swingers. Yeah, you and Bernie hated that movie. I thought it was good.
I don't often agree with Bernie, but every once in a while.
When I was texting with, you know, we were all texting last night, you know, when Eric was proposing where to go. I was like, hey, we should go to the Metropolitan. I think Eric asked where it is. I said, oh, yeah, you know, down there on Little Texan 35. And Eric just asked, the Regal?
The Regal.
I don't know. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
It's you guys just kept going like, oh, yeah, like the Metropolis. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's not called the Metropolitan anymore. I don't think it has been.
It's Regal Metropolitan.
Oh, okay.
But like when you... I don't know
it
this
didn't
is
used to be.
No, I would just go like, oh, yeah, the Regal that's down there. I would never assign like another name to it.
I don't think it was a Regal initially.
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it was.
Do they? So which was the theater chain that had the pre-roll with like the cool cat?
What?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was like a cat and his girlfriend going to the movies. Was it Regal? It wasn't Regal?
It might have been Regal, dude. It might have been Regal. He had it, and she had...
He had, like, that jacket on, like a high school letter jacket.
And she had, like, a pink collar.
Yeah.
And she was kind of dainty. Yeah, what was that? I think it was this.
I think it was Regal.
I think it was Regal.
And then they replaced it with, like, the roller coaster popcorn thing?
That was Regal.
Yeah.
The roller coaster. I saw that on TikTok the other day. There was like, I got on, like, old movie intro TikTok. Yeah. It was fucking wild.
I'm looking for the cat thing. I don't see it.
And he had,
man.
Didn't he have, like, a fat beaver friend or something? Like, a real short
I think you're making
beaver.
Shit up now, but I definitely remember. I remember the two cats. I don't remember the
I remember
beaver.
The cat. I think there were some ancillary characters, too, and I think there was, like, a little fat beaver, but I could be remembering
I remember
that wrong.
When I moved to New Jersey, I was so fucking pissed off because whatever movie chain we had up there, because I had been living here forever, right? At Fort Hood, whatever movie chain we had up there had the Muppets.
Really?
There was like a Muppet intro they did. And I was thinking, like, I got this fucking fake ass cat, like, wanting to be like DJ Scat Cat from the fucking video. And they get like legit,
like an actual Muppet
licensed thing? Muppets.
Huh. Which Muppets was it? Was it like the big ones?
No, was it
like
side characters. Okay, yeah, it was lesser characters.
They didn't have that Kermit or Piggy money.
Like I don't think Kermit
Rizzo
or Piggy
and
Rizzo was definitely there.
That shrimp guy.
Oh,
Sam the Eagle was there. One Statler, but not Waldorf.
One of the two-headed monsters from Sesame Street.
This is a good idea. I can't find this fucking cat intro. I'm looking so hard.
Maybe it was Santico's.
What the fuck is
that? I don't
know
what the fuck Santico's.
What is Santico's?
It was like a regional theater in I think Central and South Texas.
If anyone can find this weird cat intro, can you please send it to us so that way we can put it on anarchymeanything.com?
It was bigger than I don't know what the fuck Santico's is.
I've never heard of Santico's. Now we're three guys in front of a movie theater googling cat intro movie. Cat goes with girlfriend, fat beaver friend.
maybe fat beaver friend. Oh, man, I'm going to have to find
first,
it.
My first result for me is I made my cat a movie theater.
Found it.
What? Really?
It was Cinemark.
Cinemark.
Was Front Row Joe.
Front Row Joe.
See?
Front Row Joe. Oh.
Is there a beaver?
I don't know. Other characters.
This is the most Starstruck
Penny, who was the girlfriend.
Orange cat, yeah.
Clyde is a dark gray cat.
Yeah.
Elton is a short, chubby brown cat with a red nose.
I bet that's what you
That must
thinking.
Be what I was thinking of. Infant orange cat. Yeah, that's probably it.
It'd be weird if it was four cats and a beaver.
Yeah, this is the most fucking 19 Ghostbusters, the cartoon looking ass cartoon. Yeah,
he appeared. So I guess they used him from 1988 and then was retired in 1998.
That, 10 year old. That's way too long for something that looks like this.
That's what people said about Rooster Teeth, and they were right.
And who am I to argue?
Front Row Joe, man. All right, we can wrap Rooster Teeth up. I found Front Row Joe, who I haven't thought about in 25 years.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
So this is the last episode of our 8-episode run, and we were talking about what exactly we want to do, if there's going to be an in-between or if we're going to take a very brief hiatus on this show.
I think it's probably going to have to be a hiatus.
Yeah.
Just a brief one. And there, again,
there's a lot of unknowns. We've got to figure stuff out.
Yeah. We're trying to get all the information that we can get so that way we can get this podcast going again for you as soon as possible. We
For the latest news, check anarchymeanything.com.
But we'll keep you guys updated on... I mean, honestly, it might be a thing where we do a quick recording and put it out when we have more information after this episode, just to let everyone know you know, what exactly is going to be going on and what we're going to be doing. But I think the idea is to continue this podcast in some form or fashion, but probably not exactly in this format. Maybe.
I like the form. Well, yeah, we got a lot to work out. But the thing is that come hell or high water, whatever this is continues.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
It just may be called something differently.
Yeah.
But don't unsubscribe from this channel or this RSS feed. There will be more information communicated in the coming month.
Yeah.
I was going to say months, but I think no, it's month or sooner.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably be in like. By the time this comes out, probably I would hope that within 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have all the info that we need on exactly what we're doing and how.
And we can share it.
Yeah. And then we can let you know. And I mean, if you're done with this podcast, that's totally fine. But if you want to continue to support us, greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Because
Now more than ever.
I do think it'll still be what this is, where we're just shooting the shit and getting coffee and hanging out and everything.
Why not?
I mean, mostly what this podcast has turned into to me is an excuse to spend time with y'all.
Yeah.
And I love the reminiscence of it. I'll say this. Now that Rooster Teeth is over, I don't feel the need. I mean, I don't think I'm going to feel the need to speak around shit as much as
not at all.
You know what I mean?
I feel like we can be a little bit more direct on some things. Not Gus. Gus will always be veiled.
I'm very circumspect. That's my word of the day.
I thought he was going to say circumcised.
100%.
You are absolutely. No, you're not.
100% thought he was going to say that, and I was going to go, whoa, this episode's crazy. Circumspect. I'm not going to use that word.
My wife yelled at me
what
the other day.
To
I don't know. I was like, take a turn.
My wife yelled at me the other day because she was like, I said something, and I said, well, I think I have a more egalitarian view of that. And she goes, what did you just say? And I was like, egalitarian. And she goes, who the fuck do you think you are? Use normal words. And I was like, she's like, what are you trying to say? And I was like, I just think everything should be equal. And she's like, just say that. Yeah, who are you trying to impress right now? And I was like, I'm sorry.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Yeah. You have.
I thought it embiggened in the conversation.
You have a deceptively deep vocabulary. I don't think people know that about you. What I've learned about you is that you're a relatively avid reader, and you know, it's something that Andrew said the other day. You've probably seen more words than the rest of us just by volume, and then by nature, it's probably just like a wider like breadth of like what like your knowledge to that. And I think it's fantastic. And your wife needs to figure it out because she has a podcast where two people read and she doesn't read.
They have a book podcast.
She doesn't read on that podcast.
She has been making fun of... That was like a week ago. She has been making fun of me every day since about using the word egalitarian.
You got to use circumspect.
Yeah, that's your new one. Drop circumspect. It's the new word.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about a competing podcast real fast. There was a... an episode of Are You Garbage that we were listening to, where there was a dude who, it was like the most interesting episode. I don't remember what the guy's name was, but he was a comedian who grew up kind of in Alabama trailery kind of situation
that
like me.
Dusty, whatever?
It might have been that Dusty dude. Yeah. And he was talking about how there was one smart guy in their family, and every time he'd open his mouth, everybody was telling him he was stupid and to shut up, and he thought he was dumb because everybody around him was too dumb to understand that he was smart.
It was a guy who was like dating his sister or whatever.
Yeah, the guy dating his sister.
And he was like, he like went to college and all this stuff.
He went
to
University of Michigan.
Yeah. So every time he would say something that was, I mean, like that, a 10-cent word, it would just be hammering him.
And they had him convinced by the end that he was a fucking idiot and was making stuff up.
That's got to be awful.
That's how I feel.
That's terrible.
Funny. Yeah, so don't say circumspect. What the fuck? Yeah.
Employees have started showing up. Got a couple here.
Well, nice. Do you think they're going to go? They're going to let us see Dune 2? We can sneak in the back?
I don't know what the first showing of the day is. I looked last night. I don't remember.
It's got to be Dune.
I'll wait till it's on Max.
It's... I understand why people like it.
Yeah.
It has no levity whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Yeah.
For a really long time.
Blaine hates that I haven't seen it. Yeah. so that's making me not want to see it more.
That seems like a movie that Blaine is going to go out of his way to make his favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. Did you see Dune 1?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I thought it was boring.
Yeah, I
read the book and I saw the David Lynch movie. I don't need it again.
Here's the thing. Like, it's a very well-made movie. Like,
sure.
Like, yeah. Technically... incredibly sick.
Beautiful.
Well acted. It looks incredible. I don't have a knock on like the film other than it is so dry and so like it really is very boring. And there's moments where you go, oh, I think this is about to go off. And it does for about 35 seconds. And then it's back to
boring.
Yeah.
When the Dune, I haven't seen it by the way. I didn't see the point. When that movie was announced, I tried to reread Dune. I thought, oh, let me get back into it, and I'll try. I remember liking the book. Let me read it. I couldn't get through 80 pages.
What?
And
come
I was
on. Just like, I was like, you have to read all the way to at least God Emperor of Dune.
I've read a weird bit of trivia I had no idea about regarding the Dune books the other day.
Okay.
I'm sure it was like some viral marketing thing for the movie, and I felt sucker for it, and here I am repeating it. I guess when Dune was originally published, no publisher wanted to touch it, so the first publisher for that book was Chilton. The auto parts manual publisher. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Dune was published by the same company that publishes automotive repair manuals.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
It's just about as dry.
It's about how it reads.
That Denis Villeneuve, right? That's the director, right?
Yeah.
Is he the one that did the remake of Blade Runner?
It wasn't a sequel.
Or the sequel.
The sequel. Yeah.
That was a very good movie.
Yeah, he made that. He made Prisoners.
I feel like I saw
Sicario.
Sicario.
He's like one of my favorite filmmakers, and I'm glad he's having a good time making these movies.
Yeah.
You know in the sequel to Blade Runner where he goes to Vegas and it's all desert and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
In the sequel to Blade Runner.
That's where he finds Harrison Ford.
He finds Harrison Ford in the...
I see. I thought... Okay, yeah, got it. Yes.
I feel like I got enough Dune there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet he shot it the same way.
Yeah.
I probably saw Dune then.
I think Eric thought it was like a wacky side...
He thought the sequel was a remake, and so when he started calling it a remake, I thought maybe he didn't know what he was talking about.
No.
No, it's on me on that one. Do you think maybe it's the same situation that happened when the original Blade Runner was getting made, and then he filmed all like the horses and everything, and he's like, this is for a dream sequence and definitely not for the next movie I'm working on. Denis Villeneuve went, you gotta keep them honest, baby. I'm doing the same thing. Well, that's right, we're out here in the desert for Blade Runner.
You know, the classic thing, Blade Runner setting.
The thing I'm working
on. The desert.
The thing I'm working on next. I will say my biggest knock on Dune 2 is that the mouse is only in the second one for like 10 seconds.
There's no Duncan Idaho either, is there?
No.
Is Sting in it?
No.
Speaking of Sting.
No idea. I don't want to watch it.
Is that a wasp?
Yeah, it's a wasp.
Oh, wow. Around. Crazy.
Get the fuck away from me. I'm going to stand up.
This fucking bench. Let's talk a little bit about Canon Coffee, a place that we found suddenly.
Place that we found out of necessity.
Yes.
Very hole in the wall. Very feels like a
90s coffee shop.
90s, late 90s, early 2000s coffee shop.
You can see some of the statues here that Jeff was talking about, like the
all the way up there.
Yeah, I think there's other ones on top. That's what
the ones up front outside. Are the ones I was talking about. Yes,
but those are reminiscent of it. This is fine. This is a good cup of coffee.
Yeah,
this is better than Black Star, whatever that place was we went last.
Yeah, Black Rock Coffee is, I think, pretty low.
I mean, it's open, so it was way better than that other fucking place, which was Ovenbird or whatever it was.
This is like a 7.75?
Yeah.
7.5.
I think this is probably right around this is 6 or 7 for like the black coffee. It's fine. It was great going to the little hole in the wall place that was between a bar and a Mexican restaurant that also was a bar.
Yeah.
That had mariachis.
It did have mariachis.
Not at the time we went by, but apparently maybe during a more popular time.
That's all I saw was the word mariachis, and I thought that was the name of the place. So I said, what's mariachis?
I just go, it's Mexican folk singers.
It's fucking bullshit.
And it, but that's what it was.
Stupid. So we go into this little hole-in-the-wall spot, and oh, you finally stopped it.
Yeah.
You finally stopped the cup. We went to like this little hole-in-the-wall spot. No one was really there. A couple people out front. Someone else who worked there who was just kind of like hanging out like off to the side, I think.
Seemed to be on a call or something. Yeah.
And then the two women that were working there. And one asked, oh, yeah, what can I get you? Oh, can I get a large black coffee? And she went, okay. She started pouring it. And I went, yeah, and I'll get a large hot Americano. She went, well, hang on.
Hold on. Whoa.
And it was like.
One drink at a time, please.
Like, what? You're pouring a large black coffee. The other one is a one you don't have to make. The other one makes it.
The other woman's working the machine, so she can get started on that.
So we got that, and then I'm like, and a nice coffee or a cold brew, like whatever you have. And they got it all rung up, and then I went to insert my card. Didn't work. Okay. Went to insert my card again. Didn't work. Went to insert my card again. Didn't work. And they went, yeah, I think like the internet is like weird right now. What does that mean?
Because it's the late 90s. It's not defendable yet.
And she was like, the internet's taking away all the options again.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
And then, so they swipe the card. There's that truck again. They swipe the card, and then it worked. So was it the internet?
I don't know. I bet it didn't actually run it. I bet it's just like going to batch process it later once it comes back up.
You guys also had tacos from Taco Deli.
Once again, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And just the same as every other place. Disappointing. Except unless it's a Taco Deli.
Yeah.
Then it's
good.
It's
so weird. It's so weird the difference between eating a Taco Deli elsewhere and going to a Taco Deli.
Yeah. I mean, like, which ones did you guys get? What tacos?
I got bean and cheese.
I got Papa's egg and cheese. Bean and cheese is what I usually get, but I like the Papa's. I really like the Taco Deli Papa's, so I got that.
So that's
so smushy. It's like a mashed potato taco.
Yeah, I mean, Cannon Coffee is kind of your only option for coffee.
Yeah.
If it's a Monday.
There's not many coffee places down there.
There's
a lot of houses, a lot of apartments.
It's a lot of urban sprawl, and you would expect. Well, here's a Starbucks, or here's a Dunkin', or here's a.
No.
Dude, there wasn't even that.
Yeah.
No. It was
a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
Right now in South Austin.
Hey, are you doing anything?
You guys.
my calendar freed up.
In a month, we might be pretty pretty free.
You
know how easy it would be to make a coffee podcast if we owned a coffee shop?
You just do it there.
Oh, my God.
We could build a little stage, and then everyone would come and watch you do the podcast.
Billionaires welcome. That's what we'll call it.
Billionaires welcome. Billionaire beans.
This is good.
We're ideating. We're coming up with the ideas.
We're going to be rich.
Hey, guys, I got some news for you.
Yeah. Cannon Coffee,
pretty okay.
Yeah, I think it's middle of the road. I think if I lived by it, I don't know that I'd go to it all too often, but it's a place where you could go in a pinch.
Yeah.
Again, it felt really nice. Just two young women there going like, just kind of like fucking around.
Just a bunch of people on their laptops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Against the wall.
It
just felt very, yeah.
It felt like a nice coffee shop.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, very comfortable coffee shop. But that's that place. So now we should get into an anarchy question.
All right.
And if you want to send us an anarchy question, we're not going to read it because we're going to take a hiatus. God damn it.
Yeah, you can batch it like he's batching the credit card processing.
He's throwing the cups
away. We're going to be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he really doesn't want that styrofoam cup out anymore.
Yeah.
Put
it in cup jail.
Mm-hmm. If you want to send us an anarchy question, you can at Anima Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter, or r/Anima Podcast, which is the subreddit we do not run. You can send your question. We're not going to answer them, I don't think.
There may be no answers.
But, you know, we could always hang on to them because you never know. This is from Tom Lee Omley.
Good name.
I'm in Houston, Texas, so it doesn't count. Sorry, Gus.
Aw.
And they posted a picture of their dog in blue bonnets.
That's a cute dog. That's a picture I want to see.
He's got like a puggle kind of situation.
That's a 10 out of 10 dog.
But that's, you know, the Blue Bonnet thing. I think if you go to anarchymeanything.com and go back to this week's episode, this last week's episode, Gus, I think, put a link to the...
I did a search. It was a link to a search on the Austin subreddit for all posts in the past month that contained the word Blue Bonnet as one word or Blue Bonnet as two words.
Jesus Christ.
And I think from the time we're recording this, the last 8 days, there's 100 of them.
God damn.
So just to put it in perspective.
It's too many.
Hey, and that doesn't even count the ones that post pictures without using the word Blue Bonnet in the
title.
That
is absolutely, which is a lot of them.
Right.
They go, they'll post one where it's like,
is this over yet?
Yeah. Am I doing this right?
Right.
Great. Hilarious.
Blue Bonnets, I am in you.
Yeah. I feel like that joke has gone away.
It's gone.
And that was fun. Years and years ago, I would go on Twitter and I would just search in quotes that I am in you. And then I would just find six of them and just retweet them. It was great.
Especially during PAXes.
Yeah, absolutely. The worst.
Boston, I am in you. Seattle, I am in you.
Ugh. This is from C Organizer 837. Heard you guys talking about Kirkland,
yeah,
the keg and Burgermaster in the last episode. As a Kirkland native, I'm happy to say that Burgermaster is still going strong.
Yeah, hell I linked them on the website.
Yeah, they would recommend that for a Seattle or Kirkland NFT, which is not for tourist spot. That's very cool.
You're not going to get it. You're just going to make it angry.
Please don't do that to our cables.
He ground the wasp to a pulp using the XLR cable.
But the cables are going to... But they're going to fucking...
Those are Roosty's cables.
Burgermaster, great spot. I mean, that place is so good. Highly recommend it. If you're ever in that area, definitely check it out. I'm glad to hear it's an NFT. I don't know how we discovered it. I think it was just right by a hotel we
probably
were staying
at. Probably just being up
convenience.
There, right?
Yeah.
So here's their question. I actually really like this. I'm curious, too. Did you guys ever consider moving out to Seattle with all the work you were doing with Microsoft for both RVB and individual projects that weren't RVB related? Were there discussions in some way?
No.
Allow me.
Wow, really?
Allow me to answer that question by insulting Seattle.
Get them.
The most boring place I've ever been.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It looks like a postcard, but the postcard goes to bed at 5:45
p.m. What is that? Why does everything, I mean, especially in like downtown, everything's closed by 8?
It's crazy. Yeah, and it's so extra dark there at night. It just feels oppressive.
Plus,
I never had any, we had a really good friend who moved from Austin to Seattle, Lori, who we would go visit sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't understand why we stayed in Austin, and we couldn't understand why she moved to Seattle.
Also, I've lived in Texas most of my life. I can't get over that hump of moving to a state that has a state income tax.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a hang-up
for
you?
I'm like, man, I'm not going to give away another 10% of my money on top of everything else.
I mean, that's a... It's pretty.
I mean,
it's pretty ready, you man. That's
own
pretty
a
good.
Home, dude.
I like that.
In Texas. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it works out.
You're getting fucked way
harder.
You get
screwed. But I think other states, you know, there are some states that have like high property tax and high sales tax and high state income tax.
It's true. So it's absolutely beautiful, Seattle. But I even went there with Emily a couple years ago for a convention, just the two of us. We had a weekend there, and I was bored by Sunday and ready to go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did you guys stay?
I don't know, somewhere downtown. Yeah. It's fine. It's great. I've been there a million times. Pike Street, it's all cool.
Yeah.
We even rented bikes and did like a 40-mile bike ride around these beautiful lakes and stuff around there. It's not for me.
I think it's just one of those places where like, you know, if you get out of downtown, it's so cool. It's like going to England and going like, well, if you get out of London, England's really great. And it's like, I don't know. It sucked. I hated it. I don't know. It's just not everything's for everyone, I guess.
Yeah. But it's also like if you get people come to Austin, they're like, if you get out of Austin, it sucks. Stay in Austin.
Yes.
The rest of it sucks.
Yeah. I always said that, like, before I moved here, I always said I could move to Austin for 5 years and Seattle for like 5 years. And I'm coming up to 6 on Austin, so that's a bit longer than I thought.
I think I'd much rather live in Portland than Seattle.
Really?
More my speed.
Was there
no state income tax in Oregon either?
Okay, cool. All right, so there's a move. Was there a spot outside of like Austin that you guys were thinking about?
Early on, we talked about Detroit, like in 04.
Is that right? I didn't know about this.
We talked international a lot.
Too. Really?
Yeah.
What, like Mexico?
Australia, Scotland.
We had looked at really cheap houses, like buying a neighborhood in Detroit back then. Like houses that are like $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever, and just buying a bunch of them and having like our own commune.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think LA was ever a consideration.
Nah.
New York, no.
It's really disappointing that so much content creation could be anywhere and it's all gravitated back towards those hubs.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I think whenever you hear from people, and this happens with Mega 64, where people are like, oh, yeah, you guys, like, you move into, like, L.A.? And it's like, no, you can kind of do what we're doing anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why the need to be in L.A. feels like it's strong for people.
Mm-mm.
I think it's because access, because there's a gravity to it.
Right, I agree, and there is access in a way, but you're missing out or losing out on so many other things to get what you might potentially get access to there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's also part of, and why those conversations never went very far and didn't last very, very long. Those conversations were over by season three, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that, like, we, one of the things that we always really appreciated was that we figured out how to do it here, right? Like, that was, like, I was a part of our early message was, fuck LA, fuck those major areas, you can do this. The internet enables you to do whatever you want to do wherever you want to do it. Mm-hmm. So when we talked about moving, it was to move to, like, we want to see the world. What would be fun to explore? Yeah. Not like, oh, cool, let's pick up and move to be a small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I just don't, you know, that's the benefit of having a spot where you can kind of stretch out and everything. It's why so many, like, streamers and stuff live in, like, the middle of nowhere. They have, like, these giant houses, and they're like, oh, yeah, this wing of my home is where I do my streaming.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you can't do that in Calabasas.
I've got,
like,
a giant piece of land. That over there, that's my streaming house.
Yeah, yeah, it's that.
It's what I never understood. Like, back in the day when we signed the creatures to the Let's Play network and then, or family, and then they, it pretty much disintegrated immediately, like, while they were signing the contract. And so we had Couch Hop. And then we helped those guys move to L.A.
More information on that in a month.
They were so... that's not my drama. But they that's theirs. But there was so much... They had so much desire to move to L.A., and it was such a big part of them. We helped them do, like, this, like, get us to L.A. kind of thing. And it worked, and they got there. And I guess they were happy there, but I just never understood that. They had so much space for so cheap in Denver where they were, and they were so desperate to get away from it. But then again, I think Denver's a pretty boring city too, so I would have been desperate to get away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wouldn't have gone to L.A.
Yeah.
Got a big airport.
My brother lives out that way. They do have a big airport. It's not fucking near goddamn anything. You get to that airport, and you just go, all right, been flying for about 3 hours. Let's get in a car for another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost there. Any other spots that you guys were thinking about?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing seriously.
Yeah.
You know, not honestly. Because
no, just, it's talk.
Just spitballing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't know about y'all, but I was just so fucking happy. I just loved Austin so much.
Yeah. That's why we do this podcast, and that's why we're hanging out at a movie theater.
The movie theater we went
to 25 years ago. I want to say we watched The Phantom Menace over there in one of those screens that was on that side.
No memory of that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll do it for ANMA. I think that'll do it for ANMA. When we have more information, we'll let you know. We'll put some stuff up. We'll clue you guys in. We're not going to keep you in the dark. We're not trying to be cagey, and we're not trying to be like, haha, we'll make them wait.
Yeah, why would we make you wait? This is how we're going to earn our living. This is how we're going to pay our bills.
I want you to have all the information right away so you can let people know what we're doing.
I saw someone in the Roosties subreddit post a thread like, hey, is there a mega thread chronicling what everyone's going to be doing after Roosties shuts down? I was like, man, if you let me know.
Yeah.
I want to know what I'm going to be doing. Yeah. I don't think anyone knows anything.
No, we don't. And it's not, again, this, no one on either side, like, none of the situation that we're in is us. We're just going to, like, okay, we got to wait for, like, the right time to strike. There's nothing we can do right now.
There's no strategy.
Yeah.
And there's similarly, or conversely rather, there's no contention either.
No, not at all.
Friction. We're trying to fight to work stuff out with Warner Brothers.
It's just going through the process.
It's just process. Yeah. Everybody's being very fucking cool and chill and understanding, but shit takes time.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to put our feet in our mouths
or
create unrealistic expectations.
It's just been a lot of, like, any news? Here's a breadcrumb. Okay. Yeah. And then we wait, and that's just the way this goes.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there. And as soon as we're there,
we need you to know as soon as we know.
Yeah, come through. We have some ideas on what we want to do and how we want to do it, but we just can't do any of it yet. So I think that'll do it for ANMA.
Let's get out of here. People are showing up.
r/ANMA podcast, the subreddit we don't run. Go follow us there. @ANMA podcast on Twitter and on Instagram. go. We'll have some information there as well. Whenever we do, hopefully we put something out. You can listen. Any parting thoughts on this RSS feed?
Let's go buy a car from that car vending machine over there.
No way. I want to go find the silver truck. He's over there. The silver truck's over there now.
He keeps moving.
Yeah.
There's someone parked next to our car who's just sitting in his car. I'm curious if we're going to encounter anything when we leave here.
No. Maybe. I think he just probably works here.
Let's go find out. Well, why isn't he inside then?
His shift doesn't start for another 15.
There's other workers inside. All right.
You can't smoke pot inside.
That's true. Well, his shift, it's 11:27. He starts at 11:30.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.
We will.
Bye.